Some of us who are knowledgeable in this area, security and safety, have proposed that policing should be disconnected from politics. We have even asked that the Inspector General of Police should have security of tenure so that if he's appointed, he won't be shaken by the fact that if he does not listen to his political godfather, they are going to disappoint him or they are going to relieve him of his position. Just like the Special Prosecutor, Chief Justice, just like the justices of the Supreme Court in certain positions in this country, which has security of tenure. If we want policing to work, the general public should allow the police to do what it has been asked to do per the Constitution. We are advocating that instead of the President appointing the Inspector General of Police, there should be an independent way of appointing the Inspector General of Police. Let's get an ally law that says that the Inspector General of Police has a security of tenure, for instance, 5 years or 7 years, so that when he's appointed, he is going to perform his duties devoid of the politicking and, you know, the pressure that is usually brought to bear on such appointees of government. Because once that happens and people are arrested and they are deemed to be politically connected, it becomes very difficult to prosecute those people. And when it becomes difficult, the general public say, oh, you see, the police somehow is politicized. What the general public is asking the Ghana Police Service to do is wrong. And so please, the media should educate as well and let us know that it is entirely wrong. We have no mandate to decide who becomes, you know, appointed here and there. Kofi Boakye, you can't take it away from him. He is good, but they are equally very good police couples within the Ghana Police Service today. The Ghana Police Service to work efficiently, then the Ghana Police Service should be an independent Ghana Police Service where if the President is even going to make a recommendation, the President would have to make a recommendation, but there should be a legislative instrument or there should be a law or there should be something that says that the IGP cannot just be disappointed or be relieved of his position because he has security of tenure. Our security setup in the country, the way it has been structured to favor a particular government that is in office.
Mr. Bonar said Ghana is not near a crisis with a current rise in armed robbery. He blamed the media for blowing the reported cases out of proportion.
Per our constitution, the police is not independent. And so if the citizens, we the ordinary people on the street, we are also making it worse, what we are doing is that we are digging our own grave, and instead of doing it 6 feet, we are doing it 12 feet. We are digging it deeper than the internationally accepted feet. We are going to go 12 feet, which is very dangerous. Rather be advocating for an independent Ghana Police Service.
Mr. Bonar, but do you think the police is on top of this robbery incidents going on in the country?
Oh, you know what? You, the media, you know, have made this whole issue about robbery look something that is out of control. That is not the case. If I have the statistics here, yes, we have, these are incidents, robbery incidents. We are not anywhere close to crisis. And so I'm putting it on record that there are crimes that are happening everywhere in the country, everywhere in the world. But if we were 5% alert as a people, we are going to make all these armed robbers telling you unemployed.
Per what you are saying, we are not in a crisis situation at all.
Insecurity. When you say crisis is when you have a hostage situation. Crisis is when you have arms insurrection where people, maybe a section of Ghana have taken us arms against the rest of us and say they want to see. And we are the deadlock and, you know, there is no way and they have to negotiate. That is when you say we are in crisis.
You just heard the security expert, Adam Bonar.
And still on security, governance expert Professor Bafo Ajimandia has described as needless social media campaign for COP Kofi Boakye to be made the IGP in the face of recent armed robbery cases in the country. He said COP Kofi Boakye is an excellent officer. However, the police as an institution works as a team and every department of the service is important for the maintenance of internal security. He said the social media campaign can jeopardize COP Kofi Boakye's chances of becoming the IGP.
Very interesting coincidence here. The fact that these reshuffles were made in the midst of public agitation for a drastic action to stem the upsurge of armed robbery in the country. Any reshuffle by any leader, either a leader of government or an organization such as the police, suggests strongly that certain individuals in certain positions positions may not be performing well. That's why you reshuffle. Maybe you see that this person can do better in the other position rather than the present position. So a leader looking at all these facts may decide to make change. Changes bring new dynamics, new energy into organization. That's the way I saw the reshuffle of the police administration the past week.
And what do you make also of the social media campaign for a particular person to be put in a particular position?
Look, don't hide. Kofi Boakye is what everybody talks. For us, people out there, we may see things that people inside may not see. So while everybody seems to admire my own good friend Kofi Boakye, I think his time, he has to beat it. The president first appointed appeared to as the IGP, and the IGP is a very seasoned, well-recognized international police officer. He's in the position, he's making his changes. I'm sure if in the wisdom of the police council and the president, if an individual is seen to become more efficient, more effective, to play a certain role, I'm sure they will not hesitate to bring that individual to that position. So whilst I recognize that we are all picking on Kofi Boakye, please, we may even be jeopardizing his chances by this kind of public agitation. I mean, he's a good friend of mine. He's an excellent officer, just as Antia Pietu is an excellent officer, just as all the other officers that were changed are also excellent officers. People were calling for the dismissal of the IGP. I did indicate that it's not the IGP that's the problem, because the problem is bigger than the IGP. He has to work with the team. So right now that I think he's putting the right team around, we can begin to see a difference. I think that's the way we should approach, because it may not be very healthy for organizations, for us in the civil society sector, to single somebody because in our view, he could do a better job. But mind you, all the others are equally good, and I think they are good. They are professionals.
Governance expert Professor Bafua Jimandia.